Hare Krishna. Okay, I have a question here from Gaur Chandra. And the reference is very clear, but the question is not so clear. Bhagavad Gita 5.19 says the following. Those whose minds are established in sameness and equanimity have already conquered the conditions of birth and death. They are flawless like Brahman, and thus they are already situated in Brahman. So a certain section from the purport, as long as one identifies with his body, he's considered a conditioned soul, but as soon as he's elevated to the stage of equanimity, through realization of the self, he is liberated from conditioned life. So that's clear, but his question now is, well, what does this mean? And I'm not quite sure what does what mean, because it seems so black and white and so clear to me. Anyhow, here, these are two qualities of a transcendentalist. He's established in sameness and in equanimity, and of course conquered the conditions of birth and death. So other qualities are mentioned in preceding and forthcoming verses, but the basic principle is that someone who possesses these qualities are transcendentally situated. In other words, they're situated in Brahman. Just like later on, Krishna will further describe this phenomenon. Brahma Bhuta Prasanatma Nasochati Nakangshati Samasaveshu Bhuteshu. Or in another verse, Krishna says, Brahmarpanam, Brahmahamir, Brahmagno, Brahmanohutam, Brahmaivatena Gantavyam, Brahma Karma Shumadinaha. So, once someone has attained that Brahman stage, it means that he is really free from the bodily condition of life, and therefore he doesn't suffer from the influence of the modes of material nature. Modes of material nature may act, but they don't act on him. They just simply act according to the result of his past karma on his body, but they don't affect his conduct, his consciousness, etc. And equanimity is one of those qualities. So such a person is liberated, and such a person becomes eligible really to practice pure devotion. Now, that other verse I mentioned, Brahma Bhuta, so Mad Bhaktim Labhate Param is the ending. So Krishna says when one has attained this stage of perfection, and then once again he cites a few symptoms of it, Nasochati Nakangshati Samasarveshu Bhuteshu. Here, Samasarveshu, equanimity is mentioned. He doesn't lament, he doesn't hanker. So these are qualities of someone who's situated in Brahman. And Brahman, therefore, means free from misconception or the false ego, a false identity with the body or the mind or even the intelligence. But rather one identifies with oneself as spirit soul. So very, very clear. And Mad Bhaktim Labhate Param, at this stage, Krishna says, one is actually practicing Param Bhakti. So this is Para Bhakti as opposed to Apara Bhakti. Para means transcendental. Now, Bhakti itself is always transcendental, but we say that it is apara, or not transcendental, when we are in practicing it in the conditioned stage, and our practice, due to our conditioned nature, may tend to cover that devotion in the same way you can take a blanket and cover a light bulb. Hardly any light will then shine through. Naso chati nakam kshati samasavet shibhuteshu madbhaktim labhate para. So, but when one comes to that transcendental platform, that Brahma-Bhuta stage, then he's no longer covered. He's in his pure identity as spirit soul, and therefore he no longer covers the effect of bhakti yoga. So now here he begins to practice para-bhakti, real spiritual transcendental devotion. And of course, at that stage, advancement in spiritual life becomes very rapid because there's no obstruction from the body, the mind, the modes of nature. Nothing can interfere with pure devotion. Hare Krishna.